Okay, so continuing right off from where we left off yesterday, so we're up to Mishnah Dalet. So again, this the same idea of using psukim, using some verses throughout all of Tanakh to bring hints or allusions to various halachos that we have. So minayin l'sicha shehi k'shesiyah b'yom ha-kippurim. So it's not so clear. It's not the most obvious idea that we have the five inuim, like the five things you cannot do on Yom Kippur, right? So everyone knows you can't eat and drink, but where do you get the rest from? So there are textual allusions that Chazal use. So how do we know that a person should not be anointing themselves with oil on Yom Kippur, and how do we know that it's similar to drinking, that we should not be doing it? So even though we don't have a specific straight out proof, we have an allusion to this. The pasuk says, so it will come like water into his innards and like oil into his bones. So since you have oil and water in the same pasuk, so we know just like water is prohibited to be drinking on Yom Kippur, so too it is prohibited to use oils to anoint yourself with on Yom Kippur as well. Mishnah Hey. So we're going to now go back to the previous discussion that we had. If you remember, just a few days ago, we were speaking about all the minimum requirements of different things that a person would be liable for if they brought them out, a minimum requirement of X, Y, and Z on Shabbos. So Hamotzi eats some kedei levashel beitza kala. So let's say I have wood on Shabbos. I want to carry wood on Shabbos. So you should not do that. But what would be the minimum amount that I would be liable? I'd be chayev if I brought it out on Shabbos. So if one brings out enough wood so that I can cook what we've been calling a beitza kala, which is like a chicken egg, right? Like a very easily cooked egg. So then I would be liable for that. I should not bring, that would be the minimum amount. So however much wood that is, I don't know how much that is, but however much wood that is, a person should not carry that on Shabbos. Tevol and kedei lesabel beitza kala, the same thing with spices. A person should not, the minimum amount to be liable for when it comes to spices is if a person brings enough spices out that you can season an easily seasoned egg, which again, that would be like a chicken egg. Mitzarfen ze im ze, and so much so that let's say I have so spices all combined with one another. So let's say I have half the minimum amount of salt and half the minimum amount of pepper. So those two would combine to be the full minimum amount, and therefore I would be liable even if I just brought half of the amount, so I have two different spices. Klipe egozim klipe rimonim isatim ufua kedei letzboa bahen beged katam bisvacha. So when it comes to the following, nut husks, which are not the regular shells that we know them, but actually the soft shells around, like, think of like when you crack open a peanut, there's like the soft shell, so that's what we're talking about over here. Pomegranate peels, woad or madder, which are some sort of plants that you make dyes from. So the minimum amount of these things would be enough to produce the dyes, right, the coloring, for some sort of cloth that used to be worn on a woman's head, some sort of cloth she used to wear there. So if you have enough dye to dye this cloth, then that would be, you'd be liable if you brought that out, a minimum requirement of that, a minimum amount of that on Shabbos. Meira glam neser uvoris kemunya v'ashla kidei l'chabes bahen begin katan b'svacha. So this is a slightly different than what we've been speaking about, other items. So meraglayim, for those of you who know, that is what we call, meraglayim is a nice way of saying urine. A loom, which is some other sort of entity, soap, saltwort, or ashlag, which are all seem to be some sort of detergents that were used. So let's say I bring out any of these detergents on Shabbos. What's the minimum amount? Well, the minimum amount is, again, to wash the same women's headdress that we just said the applies for the dyes. So too, if I have a minimum amount of this stuff that I can use it to wash a woman's headdress, the top of a woman's headdress, then I would also be liable for that on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's a little too much. Even if you brought out less than that, you'd be liable for. What's the minimum amount according to Rabbi Yehuda? Kedei la'avir al ha-kesem. So for those of us who know, so there's an idea of kesem, right? When a woman is in nida, so if she has a small spot that's on her underwear, that's what we call a kesem. If she finds a small spot of blood, well, what you could in theory do is use some detergent to try to clean off that blood, and if from some sort of a cloth, and if you have enough detergent to try to rub over it, again, so if you rub detergent over it and it comes out, then we know it's not blood. So if you had that minimum amount of detergent that you would use to clean off that blood, then that would be the minimum amount a person would be liable for if they left their house carrying that on Shabbos. Again, these things don't necessarily feel as relevant for us nowadays, but of course they are. And thank God we have the Erevin, so we don't have to worry about this as much, but these halachos still are relevant. We'll stop right here, and God willing, tomorrow we'll continue up with Mishnah Vav.